3. Never better than outside.
November the 11th can be a day for kids to learn about the past, but for one class in Alberta, it also became an opportunity to experience a bit of it. Linda Calvert explains.
Everybody make sure you're smiling, your eyes are open.
A quick snap, then with shovels and pickaxes and the Canadian flag in tow, and this group of high school students from northern Alberta is off to learn a lesson about Remembrance Day, one that involves a lot of hard work.
They are digging typical World War I slit trenches.
It's a living history class, says their teacher and former reservist, Mike McKay.
I'm trying to erase this idea that Remembrance Day is just a day off school or a day off work. That Remembrance Day is really thinking seriously about those who served and the hardships and the deprivations they had to go through.
It's going to take about 4 hours to dig these trenches, and they have to be big enough for two people and chest deep. And then they're going to stay here tonight. 2 hours asleep, 2 hours on patrol.
There's snow on the ground, and the temperature is below zero. Morning arrives, and with it a new understanding of the vulnerability of soldiers.
It was cold and not very much sleep.
Linda Calvert, CBC News, Eaglesham, Alberta.
Copyright CBC News.